In this part of the test, we will have a discussion of about 4 minutes about flooding in Thailand. Please start the discussion by responding to the question below the photo on this task card. I will then ask you some follow-up questions. Here is your task card. Could you begin speaking now?
What kind of problem this flood making face in 2011?
Yeah.
The first one is the loss of hometown. People in Ayutthaya or in the central part of Thailand suffered a lot from the loss of hometown. They don't have the place to live because of the high water, right, as high as 2 meters.
Yeah.
They don't have the place to eat because all the restaurants closed. They don't have the electricity and water because they don't operate during that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first problem with the local people in household.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the industrial operator.
Yeah.
They have to shut down a lot of factory because the water level is so high so that they cannot run the operation.
Were you affected by it?
No, at that time I was in USA. But we did a lot of fundraising to have a Thai event, Thai food, Thai dance for the foreigner to come and see us, and we send money to the Red Cross Society.
Do you think the internet can be helpful in disasters like this? Well, not just floods, but other kinds of disasters.
Sure.
Too. How?
I would divide it into two parts. The first one is the recognition or prevention. The fast flow of information,
mm-hmm.
can prevent or at least can warn the people that now the water is coming, you have to be prepared. The government have to do this in response to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing of the recognition and prevention. The second one is the cooperation. The post-flood service. I've said the pre-flood,
mm-hmm.
preventing, and the post-flood action.
Okay.
The second one should be like, we can convey the information of how our friends, our family, or our related people are affected, and they don't have this, they don't have, we can make a fundraiser like I did. We can make an awareness that people can donate the money and can do things in order to bring them back to life, good life.
Okay. What recommendations would you like to make to the government about flood prevention? So not preparedness, but prevention.
Oh, that's a hard question. Okay. I know the government have the program to... sorry about that.
You're all right.
The government has a plan to, I don't know how to speak it, to redirect the water before it's coming to the capital, like building a dam by diverging it before it reaches the major city. I think that one is, they have the correct idea, but a little bad action. I think the project of building a dam is not sustainable. They should put interest more in growing forest to permanently absorbing the excess water. You may see that last 2 months they have the protest about the anti-EHIA,
mm-hmm.
for the Mekong Dam construction.
Yeah.
A lot of people awareness is putting on that they are looking what you have done. So I think you have to accept to the public with a perception too. They don't like this. You should take that into your account and stop building a dam. You may support more on plantation,
mm-hmm.
to absorb more of excess water from the north part of Thailand.
Yeah.
I would say that listen more to the people.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.